नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's Daybreak एंड हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट मिस। साइक्लोन ओकी हैज किल्ड 13 पीपल इन तमिलनाडु एंड केरला। द स्टेट गवर्नमेंट डिसाइडेड टू अर्ज द सेंटर टू डिक्लेयर द साइक्लोन अ नेशनल कैलामिटी। द सेंटर हाउएवर रिफ्यूज टू डू सो। फॉलो अवर लाइव ब्लॉग फॉर ऑल द लेटेस्ट अपडेट्स ओनली ऑन news18.com। Congress leader Indraneel Rajguru, who is contesting the upcoming Gujarat elections against Chief Minister Vijay Rupani in Rajkot West, was detained by police late on Saturday following a scuffle with BJP workers, and BJP workers tried to remove Congress posters in the constituency ahead of the PM's visit. Gujarat Election Watch and Association for Democratic Reforms analyzed 923 out of a total 977 affidavits filed by candidates contesting the first phase of the assembly election and found out that as many as 137 candidates have declared criminal cases against them. That's about 15% of the candidates. A Muslim-majority region near Delhi rarely saw communal strife, but the pot got boiling after the 2016 Mewat gang rape, followed by the mob lynching of Pehlu Khan by cow vigilantes and the killing of Umar Muhammad. Why are the Mewat Muslims suffering repeated brunt of cow vigilantism? Is it just because of the religious identity, or is there more to it? In case you missed our Sunday feature, you need to read it now. Pakistan has violated the ceasefire along the international border and the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir more than 720 times this year. This is the highest in the past 7 years. Time for some opinion, agree or disagree. 3 months after the Supreme Court set aside the practice of instant triple talaq, the centre has drawn up a draft law which makes it a cognizable and a non-bailable offence, punishable with 3 years jail and a monetary fine. However, the new law is unlikely to be applicable to the state of Jammu and Kashmir, the only Indian state with a Muslim majority population. The question is whether the Mehbooba Mufti government will rise to the occasion and bring a legislation to protect and empower women. It's about time. Rahul Gandhi's visit to Porbandar has turned the port city into a hot seat. A local BJP leader shared stage with the Congress vice president, leading to his suspension from the BJP. The Kharwa community was up in arms against the party. While the suspension was later revoked under pressure, some voters in Porbandar have turned doubtful. The outrage against the Sri Lankan cricketers for wearing masks during the match on the second day of the third test between India and the visiting team is ridiculous. The Sri Lankan cricketers' message to us was clear. There should be no sports in Delhi till the situation improves. But is anyone listening? And lastly on the reel, in an exclusive interview to Veer Sanghvi, economist and author Surjit Bhalla talks about his new book, The New Wealth of Nations. Bhalla said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi is certainly less educated than Manmohan Singh, but he is not less able than Singh. Watch it only on news18.com. That's all for today's news18.com's Daybreak. Stay with us for tomorrow's news18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.
Let's see it.